Welcome back, family. This is your boy, E.D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means that. Hey, guys, I'm back with another one. Today's episode is entitled, How to Prepare for a Project Manager Interview. Again, how to prepare for a project manager interview. Family, this is one that was requested. I was having a conversation with a future PMP individual, and they were like, how do I get prepared for an interview? Like, how would you recommend that I get prepared for an interview? I said, I'm so glad you asked. I have a 7-step framework, and today I'm going to articulate that out to you today. So I hope that you enjoy it. First thing, research the company. Mm-hmm. Research the company that you're going to interview. I don't know how many times. I'm not even going to do that. Man, I got to do it. I don't know how many times I've seen where I've talked to a candidate and you ask them about the organization. You say, so what did you learn about the organization? And it's like, oh, well, I really didn't do any research on it. And you like, dang, man, I really, you know, it's one of those things that if you don't take the time to care, like you should want to be invested in where you're going. Or where you're potentially going, and understanding the executive team, and you're not going to get all of that from looking at the website, but you can get a understanding. What do they do well? What don't they do well? And how can you articulate how you can provide that value into what they do? So again, research the company, family. If you are going for an interview, research the company. The next thing is review the job description. I know this may sound crazy, but I people don't review the job description. They show up and they're like, oh, it's a project management role. And then when the interviewer starts asking them questions around certain, they're like, dang, I didn't know this is the job that I was applying for. See, it's important that you take advantage of understanding what the job description is, because then you can see how do your skill set align with what they're looking for. So family, read, or I should say review and read the job description. I would also practice. Yes, you know, I'm going to do my AI. We talking about practice. Yes. So practice common interview questions. I'll give you an example of an interview question. How do you manage scope creep? That's just a general project management terminology. Like, you should know how to manage scope creep. And I'll give you the answer because you're here and you know I want to over deliver. Managing scope creep is making sure that no one is adding on additional to, well, we call that goal planning, but to make sure that what we all agreed on, what we all signed off on, is what we're actually executing on, no more, no less. So you talk about how you have a document, you have a scope document in which you received a authorization or signature, excuse me, from the sponsor. And you also make sure, I used to do this also, family, that I would have the sponsor sign it and I will make the project team sign it as well. So we have an understanding, this is the scope. There's nothing else outside of what we need to do here. And if there is something, if we need to make a change, we're going to formally, now watch this, leverage cab. No, I'm not talking about the cab you drive. I'm talking about the change management board. Reason why you want to leverage that so you can document the change in the scope. But I'll talk about that in a different video about change management, but that's definitely huge. So prepare, you know, get prepared and start, you know, Google interview questions for project managers. That will help you out a lot as well. Also, always, I like talking in threes and fours. So I will also recommend in my step four of my 7-step framework for interview is prepare specific examples. What do you mean? Okay, we're gonna go back and look at number two, review the job description. So when you review the job description, see how the experience that you currently have aligns with the job experience description, and what are some of the projects that you can recall that you can write down that you can go to during the interview to basically talk about specific examples. One of the things I do, family, is I say about 3 to 4 examples. So I'll give 2 examples leverage talking about how I use my soft skills. And then I'll give 2 examples of how I use my hard skills. Soft skills is more interpersonal communication, verbal and nonverbal. Hard skills is, you know, developing a project schedule, being able to put an email together. I've seen some emails where it just like it's all over the place instead of getting to the point. So family, look at that when you're actually going for a job interview. Again, 2, like I said, I used the power of 3 and 4. So I'll give 2 examples of for my history as a project manager for soft skills and 2 for hard skills. Number 5, reflect on your strengths and weaknesses. I understand all of you guys are perfect. I used to be like that too, that I felt that I was perfect, but there are some weaknesses. There are some things where I fall short. So when you get on a call on that interview, they may ask you, hey, what are some of your weaknesses? Make sure that you have, you know, 1 or 2 weaknesses, but let me explain how you're going to work this weakness. You're gonna talk about how, even though that's a weakness, what you're doing to improve that weakness. That's 1. And then 2, even though you've identified that is a weakness, how you have, frameworks in place, meaning like, for instance, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're not really good. One of your weaknesses is that making sure that the project schedule is always up to date. So one of the things that you did is that you ended up getting Smartsheets or Microsoft Project to lead your project instead of an Excel sheet. So that's a little high level example, but family, definitely use that. And then of course your strengths, you know, go crazy with your strengths, things, and also tie it to a project, how it makes sense. Here's an example. I'm an effective communicator. And then they may say, well, okay, that's cool. And let me explain how I was effective in communication. So there was an issue that was boiling up. Instead of letting it continue to boil, I escalated it, but not just escalated. I also provided a proposed solution to leadership to let them know, watch this, that they don't have to do the thinking for me, even if my solution is wrong, they still know that, hey, this person is doing and not trying. So family, make sure you do that. 6, dress professionally. I know it seems like it's self-evident, but I've been on interviews where somebody would show up in a polo shirt, you know, and this is your career, man. Like, dress professionally, tie, suit, nice shirt. If you're on, you know, if it's camera, you know, make sure you have your pants on, you know, your suit pants on, so you accidentally don't get up and you have on shorts. But I always wear my suit pants, even if I'm on a camera interview where they can't see it, because you never know, something may happen and you may accidentally jump up and you in a pair of Jordan shorts and some J's with a nice shirt and a suit jacket. Don't judge me, I've done it. That's the only reason why I can tell you not to do it, family. So make sure you dress professionally, be well-groomed, look presentable, family. I mean, this is your career. I mean, how bad do you want it? Act like you do. And the last and final thing, you can see this exuberating off of me, show confidence. This is the time you toot your own horn. This is the time that you become braggadocious. This is the time during the interview that you show them what you got. I know I almost got on my Jay-Z stuff. But anyway, you show them what you got. Listen, family, overall, be prepared. Have a plan, because you already know if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. I hope you enjoyed today's video. This has been your boy D. Until next time, I'm out.